We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
That's right, we're riding with the King. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Howard Eskin with us. As always, brought to you by Xfinity, Philadelphia's fastest internet, and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. Howard, how you doing today?
I am sensational. Another one of the fine days where I've never had a bad one in a streak of many. And I'm excited because there will be a blowout by a team in this town this week.
On Sunday?
On Sunday.
Sunday?
Well, it won't be any of the other teams.
Well, I was going to say. I mean, the hockey team who stinks, they've lost seven in a row. Forget about them. The basketball team, which we'll get to this hour, pitiful. I mean, just pitiful last night. A pitiful game. So, all right, that makes me feel good. A blowout on Sunday. And does that mean we are getting a bounce-back effort from the banged-up Jalen Hurts, who was limited again at practice today? Howard, what are you thinking on Jalen?
Well, here's what I saw in the little that the media is allowed to watch in practice. Limited could kind of mean anything.
Right.
All right, so because he's out on the field in his uniform. When I saw the warm-ups that the media gets to see, it's just practice throws, and they practice among themselves, the quarterbacks. The two quarterbacks ran some rollouts, ran some passes. Jalen Hurts was hiking the ball to them, so he wasn't throwing any of those passes. However, there's no reason – so I'm assuming there's no reason for him to do any more. During the regular running of the plays, and today's the first real workout because they had a walkthrough yesterday.
Right.
During the running of the plays, I don't know if he would throw any passes or he might do something, but you can't even hand the ball off because you might just turn a weird way. I think they're trying to give him as much time. He's just probably standing there just taking it all in, and it's pretty much the same offense. But as I said the other night before any of these things came out, he wants to play, and because of who he is, and obviously they respect the fact that he's a tough guy, they will let him play, and I'm okay with that. If it was against a team that's really tough and really good, and there's not many of those in the NFL this year, I probably would have second thoughts. But it's the Jets.
Yeah.
They stink.
It is the Jets. But I do have some worry about him playing, Howard, if he's not 100%. A couple things. One, I think they could beat the Jets with Minshew on Sunday. I don't think they'd have a problem winning this game if Jalen Hurts sat out. Howard, this offense, as you know, is a running offense, right? And Jalen Hurts is part of the running game. If he can't run on Sunday, like maybe he could get out there and throw and play, but if he can't run like normal, what is he? At this point of his career, if he can't use his legs, he's not a good quarterback.
Well, I'm more concerned of what they're going to do. Now, I got to get the position right. At right guard without Driscoll.
Herbig?
It's probably going to be Herbig. And then Opetta, I guess, is trying. Jason Kelsey kind of threw his name in there yesterday. But that was before they actually practiced.
Yeah.
So I don't know who they're practicing. Maybe Nick Sirianni will talk about that. Or maybe he won't tomorrow on his news conference, the last one before the game. But I'm more worried about that because I still think if the offensive line's doing their job, then it's fine if they're doing. Jordan Howard, obviously, I shouldn't say obviously, not likely to play just based on the fact that he hasn't practiced again today. Just give him another week.
Miles Sanders fine after Sunday?
He kind of wavered a little bit when he spoke today.
He's always banged up, Howard. He just, that guy can't stay on the field.
So I'm not sure. I think he wants to play. He said he was going. He's going to play. And then he says he hopes to play in the same news conference today when he met, or a news briefing when he met with the media. So it was both ways. I'm not sure. I would put it at 58% that he plays.
Or a little above 50-50.
Yeah, a little above 50-50. Because they're probably going to need him. And but I'm okay with Boston Scott and Gainwell. Yeah. And there might be more short passing. And again, it's the Jets. So, you know, what are they going to do?
Yeah, I mean, Howard, I know they're bad, and I agree the Eagles are going to win this game. I mean, this Jets team did beat the Bengals and the Titans this year. They have some wins at home under their belt. Like, they're not the Lions.
They still stink.
They do stink, but they have won some games this year. They won three games.
I don't know when they beat the Bengals. Were the Bengals coming off a big game?
It was actually, That was the Ravens' win the week before.
Okay.
And let me give you one more. That was the Bengals' third straight road game.
Well, then it's.
But they still won.
What did I tell you about third straight road games?
They beat the Titans. The Titans are a decent team. They're 8-3, 8-4.
Wait a minute. It was the Titans without Henry, right?
No Henry, no Julio Jones was
there.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. Okay. So,
but they beat him. What are the Eagles?
I don't care.
Eagles are 5-17.
It doesn't matter. It's the Jets. It's the Jets.
And the Jets have never beaten the
Eagles. Did the Jets win last week? They won against Houston,
yes,
right?
Yes, they did. Their third win.
Okay. They're happy with themselves. They're so pleased with themselves. They may not even show up on Sunday.
Well, maybe not. But they probably will, though. What's the downside of Minshew over Hurts this week? Give him another week. There's a bye week coming up. Obviously, he's hurting, right? He's not injured where he can't play. He said he's going to play. But if you play Minshew this week, they'll beat the Jets anyway. You give Hurts 2 weeks to get that ankle right. There's a bye week.
It sounds good, doesn't it?
The Cardinals did it with Kyler Murray.
But you don't want to take the mental part of his desire away from him. And he's got to do what the coach says. But when he got pulled, remember when he got pulled last year for Sudfeld?
Oh, he was upset.
Yeah, okay.
As I would have been too, yeah.
Okay, well, but he was 2 for 72 yards.
I understand.
Okay.
But it was a close game in the third quarter.
It doesn't matter. He threw for 72 yards.
But not why he got pulled.
No,
we know that.
We knew he was going to go to Sudfeld at some point anyway. But he deserves the right if he feels he can play. Now, if within the game, I will say this. If within the game, and, you know, when I'm down on the sidelines, and by the way, let me just mention before I get to that point. People should listen to our broadcast.
Of course they should.
Well, they should, but there's people on this radio station that don't. And then when I jumped in with that question to Nick Sirianni, because when they ran down the injuries, he didn't run down Jalen Hurts, I had the report during the game. His ankle was wrapped twice. He saw the doctors twice. Nick Sirianni came over. He was in a little bit of pain. He was hurting. Let's just put it that way. I don't know. I can't tell what the guy's pain is, but he was hurt.
Right.
So all of a sudden now it becomes news when I jump in, and I was out of turn, but I had to get that answer. I just wanted to, as he was doing the injuries. But if you listen to the broadcast, you will hear what's going on. Now, what I will do, and it is my job being down there on the sidelines, I will keep an eye on him. And that will be, a lot of times I keep an eye on quarterbacks anyway, especially during the Super Bowl. I wanted to see, you know, how they're handling certain series, mm-hmm. good or bad, during the Super Bowl. I know I watched Nick Foles constantly. And he was handling it. I said, they're going to drive down and score. They're going to win this game.
He was probably cool as a cucumber the whole
game. He was great. He was great. And he was cool. But I will keep an eye on Jalen Hurts. You know, I don't know what the broadcast is. It can't be a really good team. That's got to be shown to two parts of the country, Philadelphia.
Here and there,
yeah,
that's
right.
It.
So it can't be a really big-time broadcast team, although I'm looking forward to seeing James Lofton again, who played very briefly with the Eagles, so I knew James a little bit. He was a really good guy. But it's not one of their better broadcasts, so who knows what they're going to do. But I will keep an eye on it. So I will just tell you, if he's hurting, I will keep an eye on him, keep an eye on how many times the trainers may come over and talk to him. And, you know, that's my responsibility. I'm not doing anything that's giving away secrets, because if the television does their job, if the production does their job, they're going to have shots.
And
yeah,
they should know, too.
Yeah, they should know. So I will do that on the broadcast. They can't constantly show that, but I can kind of keep an eye on it. That sideline is so tight, it's a joke. But it's almost like I'm on the bench, because that guy with the camera driving back and forth. They almost ran me over last week.
Now that would be a scene. Howard goes down on the sideline.
The trainer said, I go in the tent.
You haven't gone down since the Super Bowl year, right? You got hurt that year.
Yeah, that was Christmas night, I guess that game was.
Against the Raiders.
It was cold, very cold night. I went down, but I got right back up. I didn't miss a play. I was a little woozy because whenever you break a bone, it's trauma. It's more trauma than anything else, and I was fine. I was woozy for about 45 seconds. But I got right back up and didn't miss a play.
Now, did WIP have a backup broadcaster ready in case? Like, the Eagles got Gardner Minshew ready this week.
Well, it's like certain players, I'm irreplaceable. but
there's no Gardner Minshew replacing
The fact
you.
That it was a fibula, I didn't have to wear. If I had a cast, I couldn't work the sideline.
Yeah, we can't move.
Okay, so, and I didn't wear the boot because then I couldn't work the sideline. So I never told anybody that it was broken all the way through. But I will. If I get run down by that cart, I will go crazy. Did I tell you the story? They were mad at me last week.
No, what'd you do?
Oh my gosh!
What did you do?
It was like the end of the world.
So this is the TV?
Yeah, you know the cart that drives the camera and forth on the side. Those sidelines are so tight, it's a joke.
Well, because they wanted to pack more people in.
That's exactly
in the
right.
old. I don't think it was as tight in the old Meadowlands, was it?
Just remember, they didn't build those stadiums with that in mind.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
Because they didn't think about that. All right, so now I'm running back and forth to the tent to try to figure out what's going on with injuries because there was a lot of injuries last week. So at one point, and I didn't see the guy. I keep an eye out for him. And the guy's driving back and forth, and he's racing down to try to get a shot, I assume. And I didn't know, and I got out of the way. They didn't run me down, and I got out of the way. And then this head of security comes down. He says, the producer for Fox is really angry at you because the guy that's driving the cart told me the same thing because he missed a shot. You know what I said to both those guys? This game is so bad. By missing a shot, it's not going to prevent him from winning an Emmy for this game because it's a bad, bad football game.
Well, you're right about that. Okay. It was a bad game.
Another time. You know, this is how bad those sidelines are. You can only get so close to the field. You know, they're worried about injury.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm moving up a little bit across. There's a line there. Because the punter and the snapper are practicing the snaps,
okay.
And they're right behind me. There's no room on the sideline, right? So the guy says, hey, listen, you can't get that close to the field. I says, hey, bro, do you want me to move on the field or do you want me to go up to the top level to try to do my job? Do you see those two guys there? They're kind of practicing for what might come up in a few plays. All right, so can you give me a little bit of a break? And he understood. So I saw the security guy, the head of security, when I left. I says, boy, it's going to be fun next week. We're back here. He says, sidelines are worse. I said, why? The Jets have cheerleaders on the sidelines.
Oh, you're going to get bumped out even more. Here's what I need. I need
so anyway.
I need Fox.
Whatever.
On Sunday
I'll be all over it. I'll keep an eye on Jalen Hurts.
I need the report coming from the Fox sideline reporter that the Eagles sideline reporter has gotten into an argument.
Well, it's a CBS game too. So,
is it?
Yeah.
Doesn't the road team usually hold the designation?
Yeah, but I don't. You know what? I don't know why they changed
it. Well, you know, sometimes they flip. They just they trade games or whatever. All right, so it's a Fox game. 215-592.
No, it's a CBS.
CBS. 215-592-9494.
I can still get run.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They're going to be angry at you either way. All right, so you say Hurts is going to play, and I agree with you. He's probably going to play. Howard, I think they need to be cautious here. I understand your point about him being a leader, and if he wants to play, he's got to play. And he said he's ready. We'll see on Sunday. But if he's not 100%, I wouldn't mind Minshew playing a game.
Well, we'll see if he plays the whole game. And again, we can watch him on TV. I can watch him while I'm there.
Yeah.
Everybody else can watch him in person while they listen to the WIP broadcast.
But why not be cautious, right? Like, Dak Prescott hurt his calf. The Cowboys were cautious. Kyler Murray, they were cautious.
It's football.
But those teams were cautious.
It's football. You're giving the guy, if Dak Prescott wanted to play, but he has more ambitions about the playoffs and whatever.
Understood.
Down the road.
They were a better team, yeah.
So I'm okay.
But he's a running quarterback with a bad ankle.
I know. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it because he deserves the right if he feels he can play. Now, if the head coach looks at him and the offensive coordinator looks at him and say, you know what? He's not moving the way, just dropping back the pass. But he's probably going to be in the shotgun more because of that, too.
Well, probably. But he's also part of the running. Can he run? Like, there were three or four plays on Sunday.
I don't think he's. Well, he wasn't going to run once he got hurt.
Well, he didn't. But there were three. No. He had 77 yards, and they were running him through the tackles. Like, can he do that on Sunday with this angle?
No.
Well, then that hurts the game plan.
So what? Let the other guys run.
Yeah, but I mean, part of the run game being so successful is the defensive ends don't know who has the ball, him or the running back.
I got a novel idea. All right.
What do you got?
A novel idea for him. Jalen Reagor's got to catch the football when it's thrown.
You're
to
asking
him.
For a lot now.
Yeah.
You're asking
and
for a lot.
Greg Ward has to catch it. And Greg Ward's got good hands, but he's got to catch the ball when it's thrown to him.
You're asking for a lot.
But I'm just asking for.
No.
I'm just asking
I
for
a lot. I mean, it'd be nice if they can get through this game with him not having to run, but I that's not the way they're playing. Let's go to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Dan is in West Philly. Dan's on WIP. What's up, Dan? Dan, you there, buddy? We'll put Dan on hold.
Hey, what's going on?
Get himself together. He's like you on the sidelines. He can't get himself together.
Oh, my gosh. I hope he's not drinking and driving.
Well, obviously, we hope Dan's going to just take care of business over there and get himself back together. All right, Howard, so the game on Sunday, you think it's a blowout. They win this game.
Yep.
You think – let me ask you this. I'll put it this way. They are 5-7 right now. They win. They're 6-7 heading into the bye. You know, everyone this week got all upset because they lost, and they were terrible.
They were going to have a clunker.
Do you think they can still make the playoffs? I do.
I do think they can still make the playoffs.
It's going to be harder now.
Yeah, it's going to be harder. You got to take San Francisco out of the mix because they've beaten the Eagles.
It feels like they have one of those spots. So there's one spot left, really.
Right now it's Washington, but you have to beat Washington twice to get that. You have to beat Washington twice, and I don't know. It's hard to beat your division teams twice, especially when they're playing them 3 weeks apart. It's Washington.
Twice in 3 weeks.
And what's it? Washington Giants.
Washington.
And, yeah, a three straight.
Very difficult.
Division. And it's really difficult, especially when you're playing the same team twice within a short period of time. And I think the Eagles will smoke the Giants, too. That's not going to happen again. I don't care whether Daniel Jones plays or doesn't play. He stinks. They are just a bad football team. And the Eagles were really bad on Sunday. But they're a better football team. They really are a better football team. So just it was going to happen. They weren't going to win the rest of the games. So let's kind of get over that. But it'll be interesting to see. If Jalen Hurts plays the whole game, I think that's great.
Well, that means he's healthy enough, and he's effective enough to play the whole game.
Yeah.
Let me throw the teams to you. Try to guess right now. Tell me who you think right now gets the spot. It's Washington, Minnesota, Atlanta, New Orleans, the Eagles, Carolina.
Doesn't that buy me again?
So these are the teams. If we say San Francisco's in, they have one spot.
All right.
So here's the teams for the last spot. Washington, Minnesota, Atlanta, Saints, Eagles, Carolina. I'm taking the Giants and Bears out. They're four wins. They're not going to get there.
No, I think the toughest team for them to beat out is Washington. And I don't even know what their schedule is.
Well, they get them twice.
So they're not going to beat them twice.
No, I know that. But it's in front of them, right? They have a chance.
Right.
Washington's schedule is this week they're in Las Vegas against the Raiders. Then they play
I'll tell you what, it wouldn't surprise me if they win the game.
Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're 2.5-point underdogs. It's a close game.
Yeah.
Then they play the Cowboys next week in Washington.
Oh, the Redskins do.
Yeah, then they come here. Those are the next three games.
Not easy games.
No. I mean, they probably should lose one or two of those. They're playing the Cowboys next week.
Yeah, and the Eagles won't play, but that'll get them even. Yeah, they're still in the mix, but I still think Washington. Washington or Minnesota. I should include Minnesota.
So here's Washington's schedule. It's Raiders, Cowboys, Eagles, Cowboys again. They play the Cowboys twice in 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Eagles again. So they play four straight against the Eagles and Cowboys, and then they end with the Giants.
Boy, can you imagine if that Giants game would get him into the playoffs?
Then
let's see Joe Judge complain about watch him dump the game.
No, he can't, because he said last year he would never do that. He can. He is a hypocrite if he does that.
Well, he's a fraud anyway.
Well, I understand that. Yeah. He's a fraud coach.
He's a fraud coach.
Well, but he'd be a
what's
hypocrite.
Minnesota's schedule?
Minnesota has a more of an easy schedule. That's the team I would pick.
Yeah,
I think
Minnesota's kind of in the mix, too.
The Vikings are the one I worry about, that they're going to get a tiebreaker over the Eagles. Their schedule, they play the Lions this week.
That's a win.
They play the Steelers next Thursday night.
You know, the Steelers are going to play a really tough game.
Against the Ravens.
Yes. And coming off that game, now where do they play the Steelers?
At home.
I think that's, you know, just looking ahead,
yeah.
I would say, okay, that's a...
So that's two wins we give the Vikings.
Okay.
Then they play the Bears in Chicago on a Sunday night.
That's not easy.
No, then they play the Rams. Then they go to Green Bay, and they end with the Bears again.
So they're going to... They might... If they beat the Bears twice, they're in.
I agree.
That's what I look at. If they beat the Bears twice, they're in. And that's hard to do. If they beat the Bears twice.
I still think the way this sets up, the Eagles are going to be alive at least to the second to last week of the season. They might be alive into the last week.
Yes. Well,
I feel like that Washington Eagles game, in the second to last game of the season, that's going to be an elimination game. That feels like it's going to matter a lot.
Yeah, and I still think the team that's ahead of Dallas is Arizona, right?
Arizona and Green Bay are ahead of Dallas.
Okay. Well, Arizona, they play Arizona. Don't the Dallas?
Cowboys, yep.
And they play them in Dallas, which is not an advantage because they don't have a home field advantage. So that last week's game.
Are you trying to figure out if the Cowboys are going to need that last game?
Yeah, right. And again, not to win the division, but to get a bye. So there's only one bye.
Cowboys have Saints tonight. Then they get 10 days before they play Washington next week. They have three straight road games, the Cowboys. That's the Giants. Then they are home for Washington, home for the Cardinals, and they come here.
So the third straight road game is the
Giants.
So they have an advantage there.
Because Giants are bad.
Yeah, Giants stink. Yeah.
But they can still drop the game, third straight road game. They can still drop it.
Yeah, they could. That's really tough. That is really tough. But, yeah, because they're not just playing for the division, which they, you know, I would think that shouldn't be a question. They're playing for the bye.
I don't think they're getting the bye.
Nah, they have an advantage tonight because Mike McCarthy's not there. Their head coach isn't there.
Point spread should have moved 2 points when he left. Dan Quinn's going to be in charge tonight, and then Moore's going to call the offensive plays.
Oh, I thought Moore was going to be.
No, I think they're just letting Moore do offense, and Dan Quinn's kind of running the game. Because he's got the experience. He was a head coach.
Moore's their next head coach.
Yeah, well, he should be.
Yeah.
So they're going to fire McCarthy off a good season one day.
I mean, Jerry Jones has a lot of money.
Well, he does. He does. And if they disappoint.
They're in better shape without Mike McCarthy.
How many teams could say that without their head coach? Not many.
It's probably more than you think.
Yeah, maybe. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. Or we'll come back, your phone calls, and we will hit on the Sixers after last night. I mean, that was a joke last night. The offense last night was a joke. And one person deserves criticism for what's going on with the Sixers right now, and he's not playing. And I'm not talking about Ben Simmons. We'll tell you who it is next. Howard Eskin, and we're riding with the King on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The NFL regular season is heading into the final month of the year, and they are giving us a big Week 13 matchup between the Cowboys and the Saints. FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can win $150 on a $5 bet. I'm on the Dallas side of this game tonight. The line ticked up a little bit, but I just think Dallas has the much, much better quarterback in this game, and they will take it. FanDuel Sportsbook is betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. It's the number one rated sportsbook app in America, easy to use and safe and secure. Plus, when you win, you get paid in as little as 2 hours. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. Already a FanDuel Sportsbook user, FanDuel's hooking up all customers with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 too. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Sign up promo code Gilio before this Thursday night matchup. You could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code GIGLIO so they know I sent you, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. We're riding with the King here. Howard Eskin is always brought to you by Xfinity, Philadelphia's fastest internet, and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the calls and the Eagles in a minute here. But, Howard, last night, the Sixers go up to Boston. That was terrible, Howard. I mean, they couldn't. That looked like a game from 1997 with the score at the end. Like, what are we doing here in the 80s? Every team in the NBA scores over 100. That game's being played in the 80s last night.
Yeah, it is as hard to play a game in the 80s as it is to play a game in the 120s. And 120s is not, I guess, in today's game if you're hitting some threes. But it is really, really, really difficult to play a game in the 80s in today's NBA. It is really you really have to be bad.
Well, they were. And last night, Joel Embiid, 3 of 17 shooting.
Can you imagine that? He's 7 feet, and he's 3 of 17. Why do you think that is?
Well, because he's not shooting near the basket.
Well, that's correct. And the reason I believe he doesn't go to the low post is because it takes more energy out of him, and he's not good enough in the fourth quarter anyway a lot of times because he's out of gas, and that would just take more effort. Effort's not the problem, but it exhausts him to be able to play.
It wears him out.
And it just that's a joke for a guy that's 7 feet shooting as many outside shots as he does. For a guy 7 feet to shoot 3 for 17. That's embarrassing.
It's hard to do. I mean, you said it's hard to play in the 80s. It's hard to shoot 3 of 17 if you're a player of this caliber. The other thing last night was Maxey was 3 of 13. He's cooled off considerably the last five games.
I told you, I think he's got a chance to be good. I don't know how good. And he'll have his games, but he's too inconsistent. But it just seems like regardless of who the coach is, because Brad Stevens is still with that team, they just know how to play the Sixers.
And I think they like playing them.
Yeah.
They're in their heads.
They just know how to play the Sixers. Yeah. And the reality is, you know, I heard some whining today about, well, if Ben Simmons was there, why? Is Ben Simmons going to stop him from scoring in the 80s? That's the only thing he does.
Defense.
And they know how to play him. Yeah, and they know how to play him.
Yeah, I'm not upset he's not there, but you know what I'm upset about? But I'm upset at Daryl Morey because, Howard, this season is wasting away. They have played, what? Last night they moved to 11-11. That's 22 games. We're more than a quarter of the way through this season. And they haven't traded Ben, which means they're playing shorthanded. Like, instead of trading him for something and having players that can help them right now, it's nothing.
I think, and I've said this before you just brought it up, probably at least 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think Daryl Morey is as big a problem as Ben Simmons. Now, Ben Simmons is a child.
Yeah, right.
And Daryl Morey at times is a child, too, when you see all that nonsense on social media. But he really does act like a child. He's trying to relive his young life.
Can we get back to making a trade here, Daryl? Get off Twitter.
Yeah, right. Get off Twitter and Instagram. He's big on Instagram, too. But it's his fault as much as Simmons. We know Simmons is a child, but you got to be better than that.
Yeah.
You got to do what's better for your basketball team. And with the notion that he's not giving him up unless he gets value for him, we know what is his. Would Ben Simmons coming back change his value? No. Everybody in the NBA knows what he can do.
They've watched him for years.
I know. It's not a secret anymore. He can't shoot. He won't shoot. And he's not working out with the team. So he's not learning how to shoot. It's just, and not that he really wants to shoot. He's declined all the help that the team has tried to give him with a shooting coach. So he's declined all that. But Daryl Morey's got to be better than that. And again, I've said this before. General managers have told me that there are some that won't take his call. They just don't pick up the phone. And, you know, their cell phone. And there's others that don't like to deal with him because he overvalues every player he has.
Like Ben Simmons.
And Ben Simmons would be one of them.
Yeah, and it's like he's voluntarily playing this season one man down. It's becoming ridiculous. They're not even in the playoff picture right now. I know it's still early.
Yeah,
I think they'll make the playoffs. But the fact that we're sitting here a quarter of the way through and they're not in the playoffs with 10 teams that make it, it's ridiculous.
Question for you. Would you fire Daryl Morey and Glenn Rivers if they didn't make the playoffs after this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly Glenn. I mean, I could fire Glenn tomorrow. He doesn't have to be here anymore. Yeah. He's not a good coach.
But Daryl Morey's making $12 million a year. That was, you know, he ought to be taken out in handcuffs for stealing money. But I can't believe the Sixers gave him that. They wanted a name, and they got a name.
That is a lot of money.
It's for a general manager? I don't think in his best days, I don't think Phil Jackson was making that as a coach or a general manager.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's 20 years since then, or 10 years, but still, right, just the idea that
nobody makes that. As a general manager, nobody makes that. He's the bigger problem right now. You just got to get rid of him. That's what you've got. And I think people have this notion, what is it, December 15th, when players that you signed now
can be
traded?
Yep, everyone's eligible December 15th.
Okay, and what's that going to do? What's that going to do?
A magic box is going to open of all these players.
Yeah, you're going to get. Would you take Brogdon for him?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. If you could get Brogdon.
I don't know if the Pacers maybe would have done it in the summer. I don't know if they want it now.
How about the nonsense that people were saying? Well, CJ McCollum. You're going to get CJ McCollum from Portland? What are you, crazy? People are on drugs thinking about that.
I'll take anything that can help this team right now. I'll take.
I'll take anybody that can shoot.
Anyone that can breathe.
Yeah, right.
215-592-9494.
But that's a problem. That really is a problem.
Yeah, they're playing shorthanded.
He is wasting these games.
Yes, they're wasting a season here. It's ridiculous. Yep. Warren is in Cherry Hill. What's up, Warren?
Afternoon, boys. Tell you, I watched this, and it's still early in the season, but they're just so far away. Embiid's just not in shape. He really was sick. And you know what? I've said it before. I don't care what you say. I don't care if it's a guards league. You've got a man who's built like a tree. He doesn't see. I'm going to divide the basketball court up differently. I'm going to go from foul line to foul line. If you take Joel Embiid from say, foul line in on both sides of the court, he's in the top two or three players in the NBA. When he stands on the perimeter, he's not even the top 50 people in the NBA.
Well, wait a minute. Why are you saying from foul line to foul line? He's got to be in the low post. And without Benjamin there driving the lane and Embiid then technically would clog it up, you don't have to worry about him driving because that's the only way he can score a basket. So Embiid should be down in the low post.
Absolutely. And you know the funnier part is, listen, he's got to get to a spot sooner so he doesn't have to fight.
Well, all right, let's look at the last play. The last play. Harris is just a guy. I mean, he's a nice player and nothing
Absolutely.
More. Absolutely. Okay, that pass has got to be just a lob into Embiid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, his hand up. That's what the play was for
right,
him.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, a lob into Embiid, and at worst, you get on the foul line. At worst, and he wasn't hitting his foul shots, at worst, you make one out of two, so you take it into overtime.
They have a bad coach. Howard, I got to tell you, because when you're the guy who said Morey was coming in, you were the first one, you broke it. And at the time, we all liked it. We're seeing a different animal. But like Joel Embiid, all these years in, as good as he is last year, I don't know why he doesn't want to set up down low. And the funnier part is he's always on the side. If he would be in the center of the court, he can go in every direction, whether it's left. I'm talking passing left or right, or he can – there's nobody – if he wants to turn around from the foul line and shoot, he's going to make that shot over everybody. I'm just surprised that all these years later, he still doesn't know how to play that position. It's nice that he can hit a three-pointer. You want to give the big man a break. He's not the kid from Dallas.
Well, he's fallen in love with his outside shooting. He's fallen in love with his outside.
Yeah, well, he's shooting it more and more, and we appreciate him. He's shooting it more this year than he has all but one year in his career. The only time he had more threes than this per game, and he's only played 12 games, but 4 years ago he shot more than he has now. But this is the second most threes he's ever shot per game in a season. He's shooting a lot.
And I'm just going to – and I don't know this, but I'm just going to give you my opinion. That's what I do. I think he's doing that maybe because he doesn't want to be low because he never got the meniscus procedure.
A bit more physical down there.
It could be more physical and more wear and tear. Yep. And then he'd have, you know, he's going to miss games with swelling and all those other things and rest, whatever it is. I think he's trying to play these games because he's been criticized for not playing enough games.
Yeah.
But he's not playing well in these games, so what good is it?
Yeah, I mean, look at his numbers. He just came back from
COVID. What's he shooting, 40%?
He is shooting from the field this year 40%. I mean, his career.
Can you imagine that for a seven-footer?
His career is 48. Last year was 51. I mean, that's a big drop. Yeah. 51 to 40?
Yeah.
That's a significant drop.
Yeah, I'm not. He's got to. Well, he's got. And I can't believe Glenn Rivers does not want him low. But players dictate. Embiid tells the coach what to do. Simmons told the coach what to do. So it's just, be outside. Stop.
Glenn, I mean, I'm done with Glenn. I've been done with Glenn since last year. Lamont is up on WAB. What's up, Lamont?
Hey, guys. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I think the Eagles can make the playoffs without beating Washington twice. Hear me out. The team they're going to have to look at is the Vikings. I think the Vikings – 5-6, they got the Rams, Packers, and I know they have the Bears. Now, I know the Bears suck this year, but the Bears beat a few years ago. The Bears put the Eagles in the playoffs by beating the Vikings in Minnesota.
They did. That was 2018. Yeah, the last week of the season.
And the Bears wasn't really playing their players. So, hear me out. If the Eagles beat the Jets, I don't think they're going to blow them out because a team that only scores 7 against the Giants, they ain't going to blow anybody out. But he beat the Jets. That's 6-7. They split with the Washington. That gives them 7. Beat the Giants 8. And you got to hope. I know you guys in Philadelphia don't like doing this, but you got to pull for the Cowboys to start winning some games. So that last game
won't really
mean that much to the Cowboys because they have the number 2 seed locked in, maybe, or the number 3 seed. So the Cowboys, if they got the number 2 or 3 seed locked in, they're not going to play none of their players. And I'll give the Eagles 9 wins, 9-8. Now, I don't know who wins the tiebreaker. If Vikings are 9-8 and the Eagles are 9-8, I don't know who wins the tiebreaker there.
I think the first tiebreaker, Lamont, if they obviously they don't play each other this year, I think it's conference record is first. So we would
conference
have to,
record.
Yeah, so I think it would depend on who these teams lose to, right? Like, do they lose to an AFC team the rest of the way, an NFC team? So we'd have to play it out, but –
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not sure who would win the tiebreaker.
But I think they could sneak in at 9-8. Depends on what the Vikings do, whether they win the tiebreaker with the Vikings or the Vikings do get, let's say, 9 losses, because it's good possibility they may get 9
losses.
If
they win 4 out of 5.
The Eagles?
I think they would get it.
9-8.
Yeah, 9 wins.
But he's saying if Minnesota has 9-2, that's a tiebreaker. It would come down to a tiebreaker.
Yeah, exactly. So,
well, Minnesota's not going to beat Green Bay again. They're not going to beat them twice.
I agree. That's one loss.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Lamont, we appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, because they have to play Green Bay again, and they've just beaten them. They've beaten them already this year.
They play the Rams, so that could be another loss. Yeah. They're going to lose some games. All these teams are going to lose games. They're not any good. These are 5-6 teams, right? They're going to win some, lose some.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, this is what Roger Goodell wanted, Howard. In a normal year, we'd be kind of moving away from this conversation. We'd say, they're not going to make it. But there's an extra spot now. This is what the NFL wanted.
Oh, by the way, speaking of extra spots, and it just dawned on me, I saw one of the things that the players want
in baseball.
They want 12 playoff teams?
Well,
each league, right?
No. What baseball wants to do, I heard the one proposal MLB had, they want 14 in total, 7-7.
And what do they have now?
They have five.
Okay, so they want two more teams.
Two more teams.
Oh, that's ridiculous. All right, I just wanted to get
Did you hear how baseball, the idea they have for how they'll run this postseason?
Yeah, they'll play it into January.
The top team gets a bye. You don't have to play the first round. You're in to the next round. Then they'll have the three in each league, like three-game series to get to the what was normally the division round. But here's the kicker. They want to do a television special in which the team with the best record gets to pick who they play in the first round, and you watch it live. So, like, I think this would be fun. Could you imagine?
It's not fair to that team because you put them in a tough spot.
But could you imagine if the Phillies were in the playoffs, which is, I know, it's hard to imagine now, but if they're in the playoffs and we watch them on TV pick who they want to play?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll give you one better. Because in sports, everything's about money, right?
Yeah.
So they would have a fan vote with a sponsor, a multi-million dollar sponsor, to have, while it's on TV, you see the numbers like an election just rolling as the fans pick it with a big sponsor so they can make more money. More money, more money, more money.
Under Armour presents the MLB playoffs. I mean, we could just do a WIP vote. We could vote for who the Phillies playoff opponent will be.
It's unbelievable.
I actually think more playoff teams in baseball is a bad idea.
A terrible idea.
It's going to devalue the regular
season. It's a 162-game season.
Yep.
Joke. Oh, my God. It's a joke. Why would the players want that?
Because they'll get more money, postseason
shares.
Yeah,
but those shares won't be that good. But
well, that's how they'll sell it to them. Yeah. Well, we know why the owners want it. They want more money for the postseason. That's where they make their money. TV revenue, the postseason. What to watch for here, sponsored by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. All right, Howard, so you touched on it there. The lockout is finally here. Baseball is on hiatus now for a while.
Yeah.
Do you think that – what's your feeling on this? Are we going to have missed games when we get to the season? I mean, it is only December, but, you know, we've seen in the past, baseball, when they have labor issues, they could take a while.
Here's why they won't miss games. Unless they start Mickey-mousing around with doubleheaders. I hope they eliminate that seven-inning game and doubleheaders. They will not miss games. They will find a way, and I believe it will be settled in early March. You're not going to – so you won't have spring training starting in February. You'll have training camp, and the pitchers better get themselves ready.
On their own.
On their own. You will have training camp into March when you normally have games, and you'll probably have maybe, let's say, 6 to 8 games for the preseason, and you would start the regular. You could push back, but all the schedules are set. I don't think you can do that. If you have to push back some games, you'd throw in some doubleheaders somewhere, but you'd have two admission doubleheaders and then play seven-inning games, which would, again, screw up another season. But I think they will settle it sometime in March. I don't think it's going to be settled before March.
So you know what's going to happen? If it plays out kind of like you think, there's going to be another free-for-all with free agents because there's still about 200 players that have not signed. So they're all going to need jobs in the beginning of March or wherever they settle this thing. Which is going to hurt the players.
Sure.
Everyone's going to need a job, supply and demand.
Depending on if they get in the long run. It would hurt. How old is Freddie Freeman? 31?
31. He wants a 5 or 6 year deal.
You know what? He should get it for what he's
done. He's a great player.
Yeah. Okay. He should, with what they're paying. They're paying guys long term contracts into their. Didn't Pujols, his was into his 40s?
Yeah.
Okay. Harper is into his late 30s.
Well,
right?
That's because they extended. It was supposed to be 10 years, and they attached those last 3 years.
Okay, it's still into his late. So they ought to give it to him, and I think he's going to go back to the Braves. But for older guys, it would probably be tougher to get those long contracts when you have to and get the kind of money you want when it's
quickly
a free-for-all.
Right, yeah. I mean,
it's a free-for-all.
You might have 2 weeks to get signed here.
But people are going to cheat. Let's face facts. People are going to cheat. All right, they're going to cheat. And they're gonna know. It's like when free agency opened, I forget which sport it was, and it opens at midnight, 30 seconds after midnight, guys
are signed. NBA. It happens all the time.
Yeah, I know.
That is going to happen over the next couple of months. There's going to be deals agreed to, and then we wake up on February 1st or March 1st, and it's like the Phillies signed Kyle Schwarber.
Yep, that's exactly right. So, but I think they're going to settle it, or they're going to get settled, because the players don't want to lose money for the second time in 3 years. So if you eliminate games, and then baseball could say, we are not changing the schedule. If you miss games, that comes off your paycheck.
Well, they'd have to end the lockout then, right? They say, you're allowed back. You know, it's on you if you want to strike on us now.
Right. Okay. Yeah, but they're not going to miss games. They will not miss. And if you tell players that, they won't miss games.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think this ends up, but it's going to cost them most of their offseason, though.
Nah, just, you know, what do you do during the offseason? You do trades, but you don't do trades anymore anyway.
Well, you know what? It hurts a team, though, to drum up excitement for their team. Like, the Phillies can't roll out anybody. They can't, I mean, they signed Knebel last night.
Well, wait a minute. They got the MVP and the runner-up Cy Young.
That's how they're going to sell tickets.
They're going to sell tickets.
Sure.
I wonder, they can sell tickets right now, right?
Yeah, they can sell tickets. They just can't do baseball transactions or the players can't do anything.
Yeah, but it's hard to.
But how do you drum up interest? The sport has gone dark now. It's been a while since this happened. We're talking about 25 years.
Seems like there's times during the season when they've gone dark, too.
This franchise has gone dark here for a long time.
Can you imagine them not making the playoffs again?
Well, all right, let me ask this. If they expand to 7 teams in each league, are the Phillies going to make the playoffs? That's half the league.
I'll tell you what, that it'd be borderline. Because they're not one of the 3 best teams in their division, right?
If you look at the standings from last year, if there were 7 teams, the Phillies would have finished in the National League. San Francisco, Dodgers, Brewers, Cardinals, Braves, they all made it. Then Cincinnati would have been in. The Phillies would have been 7.
Okay. It would have been 7th last year.
But the Mets got better.
Yeah, the Mets got better.
The Miami got better.
Right.
And San Diego should be better with a new
manager. Yeah, they kind of fell apart.
Yeah, they did. So it's
who did they get as a manager? Was it somebody?
Melvin,
good?
Bob Melvin.
Oh, Bob Melvin was a good manager. Yeah. Yes, good manager.
So yeah, I would agree with you. Borderline.
Yeah, borderline. Yeah, borderline.
Well, I mean, 2 years ago they didn't make the playoffs, and 8 teams got in the pandemic season.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! You got to be kidding me! You got to be kidding me! It's just terrible. Yeah, what are you going to do? It is what it is.
Yeah, I'm not too concerned though, Mr. Time. Howard, what do you think about tonight? Let's get to the game tonight. Thursday Night Football, the Cowboys in New Orleans against the Saints. Cowboys, it's interesting because there was some line movement on this game when McCarthy, the coaches all tested positive for COVID. It went down. It was 4.5. Now it's back up to 6.5.
Because no Kamara.
Yes, and the both tackles, the offensive tackles for the Saints.
Well, Kamara is a key. That's a key part of their team.
6.5, Cowboys.
You know, there's no way I could take the Saints. They obviously have a really good coach, but they don't have enough players. I don't know how they score points. Although the total's not high, but it's a little higher than I thought it would be. And the Cowboys coming off 2 losses at home, and I think they're better on the road. And the biggest advantage for the Cowboys is no Mike McCarthy, their head coach on the sideline. Without him, they are a better team. I would lay the points, absolutely, and take the Cowboys.
Well, ultimately, could be a good thing for the Eagles. If Dallas wraps things up before they come here for the final game, it might be the ticket to the playoffs.
So you're telling people to root for the Cowboys,
Well,
right?
I mean, like, if you want the Eagles to make the playoffs, you root for the Cowboys.
Yeah, there you go. it's against the religion.
Well, what do you want to make the playoffs or not?
Okay.
Are the Eagles going to catch the Cowboys?
No.
Probably not. Well, then let's get to the playoffs one way or the other, right. By hook or by crook, Howard.
You're right. You are absolutely right.
That, you know, if that was the last game of the season and that was the way, it would have a little anticlimactic feel to it if the Cowboys laid down and let the Eagles in.
Yeah.
It'd be a little weird.
You know what? The one thing that could hurt the Cowboys, but I think they'll, and who knows about Zeke Elliott, Dak Prescott, teams. You know, there's a book on him, on how to play him defensively. You want him to pass. So you'll let him just kind of sit back there and get time because he gets confused too easy. I know people say, Dak Prescott's terrific. No,
he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, he's good. He's not.
I mean, the last couple years, he's been very good. I mean, not elite, but
he's
very good.
Okay.
I'd say very good.
But without Mike McCarthy on the sidelines, that's such an advantage for the Cowboys. They really
the
are.
Downgrade or the upgrade from losing Mike McCarthy.
They might just say he didn't clear COVID for the next 3 weeks if they win.
Jerry Jones might tell him to just take as much time
as much time. You know, take a vacation. You can use my yacht. You can go out.
They've lost 2 in a row with them. If they win tonight, you know.
You know what it's like? And I say this totally sarcastically. Let's go back to the Sopranos when they took Big Pussy on the boat and they dumped him. So they take him on the yacht.
McCarthy
and
out.
Dump him over the yacht.
Jerry pretends he doesn't know where
he is. And he doesn't owe him any money. Again, I'm saying that sarcastically. So people don't overreact to that.
No, people always overreact. All right, Howard, we'll hear you again on Saturday.
Yes, yes, you will. Another big day as we get ready for another big game in New York.
It Eagles, easy. Jets.
Mail it in, all right? Mail it in.
Even though Jalen can't run, easy.
I tell you what, it doesn't matter. He could stand there like a statue.
All right,
fine.
All right. I'll hold you to that on Sunday if they're in this game.
Yes,
all right,
you will.
Howard will
and
talk.
And listen to the broadcast. I'll tell you how he's doing on the sidelines.
Listen, Howard will keep you up to date. Riding with the King is always brought to you by Xfinity Philadelphia's fastest internet and the sponsor of our Xfinity XFM Lounge right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.